Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We're negotiating fantasy trades now because our fantasy trade deadline is the same day as the MLB trade deadline. And there's tons of trades going down in my league. I'm not involved in any of them. Tiki and Sean run a team. Uh-huh. Tommy runs a team. And I'm like, my God, I want to make a trade. So I'm trying to make a trade with everybody. I got nothing. I feel like David Stearns. I'm sitting here on the side of the road. Everybody's making all these trades. Too busy doing a radio show.
Yeah, I made trades last year and we're still in last place.
While Sean is doing his Cinco de Five-O, I will look.
Oh, you're going to make... Now, Tiki and Sean are sellers. I'm a buyer. I'm number one in the league for now, but I also know what usually happens in the playoffs. I suck. So I'm looking to be aggressive to try to stop that trend of being the Braves of the 90s. So put something together. But in the meantime, here's Sean Cinco.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. About a half an hour ago, we discussed the story of Bryce Harper standing up to Rob Manfred and basically telling him to get the bleep out of his clubhouse. So that's a nice Philadelphia story, and it feels dirty rooting for a guy from Philadelphia. Not as dirty as what those Philadelphia fans are doing in the upper deck at Yankee Stadium. However...
Have you guys seen the video of that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm here to give you, I think, the five New York sports figures we'd like to witness tell a commissioner to get the bleep out of their room.
All right.
Just for fun. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Josh Hart telling Adam Silver to get the bleep out of the Knicks locker room, for whatever that may be, and then we'll hear more about it on the Roommates podcast.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yes.
Josh is the kind of guy that would do that.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
How about New York Jets head coach Aaron Glenn telling Roger Goodell, get the bleep out of the room, because we're the freaking New York Jets.
Oh, I can see it. Aaron Glenn, I'm watching his press conference every morning when I drive in. He fires me up every single day.
Well, they had a padded practice, as did a lot of teams this year. The Giants, or this week, I should say. The Giants had their first one today as well, and I was over there. But Aaron Glenn, like, I didn't realize how much... They didn't hit at all.
They never hit the last couple of years. That's why I think it was so important that Aaron did that.
Right, and then you wonder, why are the guys getting hurt? Because they're not used to it when it finally happens.
Yeah.
You have to hit in practice.
No doubt. And Aaron was asked about the risk of injury, and he's like, dude, there's always risk of injury.
Right.
He's doing it the right way. So far, so good. I know he's 0-0, and he's got to win games, but I'm getting higher and higher on Aaron Glenn every day.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Bryce Harper could do it. Let's see our Yankee captain, Aaron Judge, tell Rob Manfred to get the bleep out of the Yankee room. That'll fire up the Yankees.
That would never happen.
That's why I would say what I'd like to see.
Could you imagine Aaron Judge saying that to anybody?
No, that's why I want to see it. Wouldn't you have a changed mindset if you're like, wow, Aaron Judge is more edge than I thought?
It would be kind of cool.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Before you do number two, I'm going to peel back the curtain here real quick.
Sean does a Cinco. It's scripted, all right, with the cat's out of the bag. Imagine scripting this and not writing King Aaron Judge in front of Aaron Judge. Like, how? Seriously. Like, I know you're not the brightest guy in the world. You write the material. It's not like you can't blame the producer, which people love to do around here. You wrote it. And you didn't write King Aaron Judge.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Tommy. So while I was gone and while you were gone, we have an official counter on how many times someone has miscalled King Aaron Judge by that name. So we'll tack that one on. Here is the grand total of money that's owed. And for those that are new, King Aaron Judge was named King at Fanatics Fest by WF fan vote. And our rule is for the entire summer, everyone here on this program needs to refer to him as King Judge. Every time you don't, dollar goes into the pot. At the end of the summer, we'll donate it to Aaron Judge's charity, King Aaron Judge's charity. Here is the grand total of owed money. Tommy Lugauer owes $10. Okay. Tiki Barber owes $46. Evan Roberts owes $64. Sean Morash now owes $109. You're the guy who is fighting the good fight about him being king, and yet, and I know you have an extra week on me, or I have an extra week on you because I missed it. For you to be that far ahead of everybody else is obscene.
Yeah.
And you can, and Tommy's right. This is a scripted segment. You could have written it down so you wouldn't forget.
I forgot that he's king because he's on the IL, so I don't think anything should count when he's on the IL. Number two, on Monday last week, I was on vacation. My King Aaron Judge alarm went off, and I turned it off, which is supposed to repeat every day. It's being turned back
on. But you were the one that championed this. You fought for this, and you're the one that owes the most money. Yes,
I championed him to be king because he was, because of your guys' absurdity with Jalen Brunson. What I never championed was this stupid, you have to reference him every time you owe money. That was freckle face over here.
Before you continue, Tommy, you missed something. So I'll help you, and I'll take advantage of it.
Okay.
Did Sean Morash just announce that King Aaron Judge is no longer king because he's on the injured list?
No.
Because if that's the case, then, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you King Jalen Brunson. No,
actually, it would be King Juan Soto right now.
Why would that be the case?
He's the one carrying the Mets right now.
Jalen Brunson's not playing.
Yeah.
I understand, but he finished second in the vote. So much like a vice president.
He finished the second in a two-person vote.
No, that's not true. Don't misinterpret what we did. We simply asked people at WFN who is the current athletic king of New York, and those two got the most votes, but we did not make it Brunson versus King Judge. So would you like to take back the fact that you want King Judge to give up his throne?
What I meant was,
because if he does,
what I meant was,
Prince Brunson becomes king.
He is king, but while he's on the IL, maybe in a little pause on the dollars owed.
Hold on, we're checking the judges. That is not happening.
You owe a dollar. You said his last name without saying king in front of it.
That's a good one. You know what? Screw it. I'll put an extra dollar in there. I'm up to 65. But we need to refer to him as King Judge. Anyhow, please continue with your single.
What number are we up to?
Two.
Okay.
I already played it.
All right. Number two. on the athletes we'd like to witness tell the commissioner to get the bleep out of the room. How about Carl Anthony Towns? All the crap he's gotten for being soft. Imagine him standing up in that room telling Adam Silver, we're not playing in your stupid in-season tournament. Get the bleep out of our room.
That'd go well. Yeah. That would go well for his rep.
For Cat's rep.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. All right. And last but not least.
Number one.
It's Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso, in a good, doofy way, standing up out of nowhere and telling Rob Manfred the same thing Bryce Harper did in this same situation would be awesome.
Hard no.
Of all the guys that you put on this list, that is the most realistic. Because Pete Alonso has come out before and talked about a conspiracy that he thinks baseball has.
Right, they want other people, like the non-sluggers, to get paid.
Yeah, he had this whole thing about juicing and non-juicing the ball based on free agency. He just had a tough offseason, even though he got paid very well. So what are you doing?
I don't understand.
There's a Juan Soto thing that I think was put up by Sal. This is his studio, too. You just took it down. Put it back up.
Not right now. He could put it back up at 10 a.m.
Why?
Because we have a nice setup here.
No, no, hold on a second. That is not fair.
That is fair.
Sal doesn't do that to us. We're not doing that to him. He put up a fine picture of Juan Soto. It's nothing disrespectful about it.
Fine picture? It's not disrespectful? Yankees are collapsing here. I got to look at this.
Juan Soto's on the Mets. The Yankees are our problem.
Exactly. He's not ours anymore.
Can you please put that back?
We are the Yankees radio network. Well, we're not having a traitor being presented here.
That's not how this works, bro.
That is how it works.
I mean, I got Willie Mays up here.
Exactly. Willie Mays is great. I got Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln and Juan Soto in the same thing.
I got Rico Brogna up here.
Leave Rico alone. No, tell that to get lost.
I think that was disrespectful to Sal. I assume Sal put it up, and you should not take it down.
Well, he's sitting right in front of you now.
That's fine. If you're
now he's more presented. I don't like
it.
All right, that's Shane.
How are you?
Bad job by you, Sean.
No, it's a bad job by you.
Speaking of Sal Licata, it was the first time in many weeks that Sal and I were in the same building, much like Sean and I were in the same building, mostly my fault. I took a very, 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 very long vacation, which allowed me the opportunity to bring back something that kind of disappeared for a while because Sal was on vacation. Every day, we ask Sal Licata if the NL East is over, and I got the chance to do that earlier today.
Long time no chat, Sal. How you been?
Good. How was your vacation?
Oh, it was great. How about yours?
Yeah, great, great.
Is the NL East over? I heard about that. Yeah. Is the NL East over?
We're getting closer. There's only 50 games to go. At some point, it's going to be over. Not yet, though. No.
Not yet, but he's...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's getting close. You know, if the Yankees did more damage this weekend, we'd be even closer. But unfortunately, the Yankees only won one game. I will warn everybody about this. While the Yankees played the Phillies' next opponent beginning tonight is the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, lovely.
So the Phillies have a great opportunity to win a bunch of games. And if the Mets get tripped up in San Diego, it is only a 1.5 game lead. It's only one in the loss column. It's still razor, razor thin in the National League. But I'll tell you what's been good in the National League standings, despite the Phillies not losing a lot recently, it's the fact that the Dodgers have lost games. It's the fact that the Cubs have lost games. And so right now, the Cub-Brewer tie only puts them a half game ahead of the Mets for the number one seed in the National League. And the Mets are right now a game ahead of the Dodgers with the tiebreaker, so really a game and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the division remains very, very close, they have been able to cut ground on the Dodgers and the Central leader. And as we've talked about, being a top two seed is really important because it means you get to skip the dopey wildcard series.
Right.
And so the Mets are in that spot. Unfortunately, in the American League side, the Blue Jays now have the best record in the American League.
Yeah.
So you're not just chasing Toronto for the division, but you'd have to chase Toronto to get to that number one spot. Detroit and Houston right now are essentially a half game away from each other with 46 losses. The Yankees have 48 losses, so they're not that far off.
You did come to my mind this weekend, speaking of the Phillies. I actually believe for the first time in a long time, you should have been rooting for the Phillies this weekend instead of the Yankees.
Why would you say that?
Evan, I think I have sound reasoning. because as the Yankees free fall here and that bottom of the wild card has come up to them, a Yankee non-postseason and a Mets one seed means more Met primetime games and not day playoff games while we're on the air.
Okay, so let me answer that. Selfishly, you're right. That would be great.
That would not be great.
Well, it wouldn't be great. I mean, it depends how you want to measure great.
I'm just talking about personal level.
Too much football our show.
Too much football.
In the early part of the fall.
Too much football?
I mean,
there's never enough football in early fall.
Have you looked at the Giants' schedule?
Yeah, that's a fair point. Look, selfishly, that's a nice thing in terms of the Mets getting primetime games so I could actually go. My priority in late July, early August, and September is to make the postseason with the highest seed possible. That's the only thing that matters.
I understand.
And so to do that, to skip the wild card series, which I desperately want to do because of the anything you can know factor, they got to win the division. If they don't win the division, they don't get a first round bye, period, stop.
And by the way, don't you know that games during our show don't affect our show? And in fact, sometimes we dedicate our whole show to watching
game. I think they're a lot of fun. I'm just strictly...
You think I want that, Tiki?
Yeah. I'm strictly talking about Evan not getting the Citi Field in the third inning.
I think it's entertaining as hell.
You're happy. Well, that's enough reason for Tiki to root for it. I personally don't want Met games during our show.
Uh-huh.
That's just me. But I was not thinking about that because I think that's also... You want to call it 4D chess, I would say it's very arrogant. And I can't be arrogant. The Mets have a lot of work to do to win this division. So the priority is the Phillies losing games. That's the number one priority.
So now tonight it's let's go Rays for you.
No, Yankees Rays?
Yeah, let's go Rays for you.
No, I'm not.
Well, now the Rays, if they swept the Yankees, you know, suddenly they take the Yankees out of the playoffs.
No.
Now Evan's at Citi Field 8 o'clock.
It's a great point, but my consumption of Yankees baseball will be as an IBO. Like, I am not passionately rooting one way or the other, as I always am. I'm watching the game with an independent mind, giving you an independent opinion, like I did at the top of the show, saying that any Yankee fan that wants to sell has a screw loose. It really is. You with all due respect, Chris McMonagle was having a mental breakdown on Saturday. He's got a screw loose. The Yankees, despite their flaws, if they make the postseason, could beat any of these American League teams. So why would I ever sell? It's an asinine thought. And that's an IBO thought, Sean.
I'm so glad I didn't have to hear the letters IBO for 3 weeks, and here we are.
Is that what you missed the most about me?
No, not at all. I missed your charisma, your charm. I didn't miss that.
Here's a real question, because I said this to Tiki upon my return. That as much as I missed Tiki, I found myself missing Tommy the most.
Mm.
For you, being off for a week, who of the three of us did you find yourself missing the most?
I guess it would be you, because at least I saw those other two for 2 weeks. 3 weeks is actually a long time without. I can't believe I'm saying that. Tommy, I could never miss. Tiki, I missed, but I spent 2 good weeks. From you,
right.
I can't believe I missed you.
Well, I missed you too.
I already can't stand you, but I did miss you at 2.
The Yankee lineup is interesting. It features Jason Dominguez batting second, something he has not done all season long.
He's the new Aaron Judge.
He's the new Aaron Judge. So here's your lineup.
Dollar.
King Judge. Sorry about that.
$2.
I already committed to throwing up 100. Plenty of, like, even if I don't get there, that's what they're getting.
No, I get you.
You're welcome, that boat. Aaron Judge Foundation.
Here's your starting lineup against the right-hander Drew Rasmussen. Trent Grisham, Jason Dominguez, Cody Bellinger in right, Giancarlo DHing, Jazz Chisholm at second, Paul Goldschmidt batting sixth at first base, Ryan McMahon at third base batting seventh, Austin Wells behind the plate, and Anthony Volpe is batting ninth and playing shortstop. You good with that lineup?
Yeah, I think it's my favorite non-Judge lineup.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Non-King Judge lineup.
Damn it!
Chris is calling from Manhattan. What's shaking today, Chris?
Hey, Evan and Teak. I want to talk about Mauricio, but Evan, real quick, on the broadcast, remember we were blasting Cohn 2 months ago about throwing shade on the Mets?
Right.
Man, last night it was like a love letter, man. He went so far out of his way, it was almost embarrassing. I don't know if it was ridiculous. It was almost too, he overcorrected or whatever he did, but it was very obvious to me anyway.
Well, that's what he gets for listening to you all.
I know. There we go.
I know.
Yeah, we have a lot more power than we think,
I guess.
Oh,
you're right.
Listen, on Mauricio, I would be devastated if the Mets traded him. I don't think they will. Evan, I'm watching the game. This guy hits the ball into the cove off of a great pitcher. You can't even see the ball hit the bat. His bat speed is so good. Then he flicks his wrist and hits an opposite field double. This kid is an athlete, and he has all the attributes that Stern loves. Can play different positions, can get you a lot of different ways offensively. I want that kid to stay here, man. And what does he have? 200 at bats? We've only seen this in Jones at his best.
No, and of course, remember, he got hurt. He missed a lot of time last year. It would take, and that's the other thing when we talk about trading players, whether it's Spencer Jones on the Yankee side or Ronnie Mauricio on the Mets side, what are you getting back? Like, to me, it would have to be something that's so intoxicatingly awesome for me to be okay with it. And I mentioned earlier, a guy like Johan Duran is the closest of the available guys, assuming he actually is available, that would wet my whistle. But most other guys aren't going to do that. Like, Dylan Cease ain't doing that. A rental? Zach Gallen or Merrill Kelly ain't doing that. It's just not. So it would take a lot to trade a talent like that because the reward at the end of the rainbow could be what Pete Crow Armstrong turned
right
into.
But I also feel like, and he was right, Chris was right, Ryan Mauricio feels like he's got a ton more potential inside of him.
No doubt.
It feels like we haven't barely scratched the surface. And obviously that's because he was injured for a year, missed an entire season. But think about where he was 3 years ago when it was, he was smashing the ball in the minor leagues.
Late 23 when they called him up after they were selling that's guys off, he was exciting us.
He was exciting. And then he got hurt and it was like, all right, well, it's just not going to time out. It always felt like he wasn't going to be hitting the Mets at the right time to be a viable option for them. But because of the way baseball is, the opportunity presented itself, and here he is. So I just like his upside. And I like his versatility.
I think he's got the biggest upside of their young players currently at the major league level. Right. Vientos, Acuna, Beatty, and Mauricio.
It's the whole more you can do.
Mike,
he can do it all.
He can. Michael's in Meriden, Connecticut. What's up, Michael?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yep. Yes. What's up?
All right. Well, I just wanted to say something to Tiki first, and then I wanted to make a point about the Mets and then the Yankees. Been watching the Giants 1970. To me, two greatest running backs I ever seen, Tiki and Ron Johnson. I'm disregarding stats.
Right.
Tiki was money, man. I mean, and the Skins were our rival. And it was always a tough game, but I was always say to my brother, well, at least we know Tiki's going to get 200 today. Okay, no, like money, dude.
Right.
Dude, if you don't, and what brought this on was you being at the Hall. Maybe you're going to be there. You belong
there. I hope so. Okay. One of these days.
Dude, you were great. You were the greatest I've ever seen there.
Thank you.
All right, now with the Mets and the Yankees. Okay, I actually was a Met fan and a Yankee fan as a kid. The Subway Series kind of took that away from me. But being a baseball fan and being a knowledgeable sports fan, the Mets will contend. I think this year they're going to overtake the Dodgers. I like Mendy. I like what they're doing. And they got players, Lindor, Alonso. You know, you could just see. You know, I seen it in those Yankee championship teams. Now, as far as the Yankees go, we can blame Boone, we can blame Cashman, okay? The way baseball is structured, it's different than football. It's harder to get exactly your guys like Bill Parcells did and this and that. It's just a different structured game. Like Chuck Noll said to the 69 Steelers when he took it over, you're just not good enough. Boone's not the one booting the ball all over the field. He's not missing the cutoff throw. And, you know, the King, Aaron Judge, is all what he is, but Boone's not the one that struck out 16 times in the World Series either.
I agree with you. I mean, ultimately, it's about the players.
Right.
That's why managers in baseball can be very overrated. Now, we go nuts about them when they make a move we don't agree with, but ultimately, the Yankees lost the World Series last year because they didn't perform.
And I think some of that, though, comes back to the manager's level of accountability, right? Keeping guys on their edge of their performance, you know, awareness. And it feels like sometimes it's very lax.
Yeah.
So
it's tough to measure. It's tough to measure, but
it's what gets frustrating. Just the rhetoric sometimes. And again, I'm not in that clubhouse. I have no idea what he's actually saying to them. But if it mirrors anything that he says publicly, it just feels like it's accepting and okay when these things go wrong. And sometimes you just need to be laced into a little bit.
But ultimately, you're right about all that stuff. But I want to bring up two specific plays with two specific players and tell me if you think that rhetoric impacted it. Aaron Judge dropping a fly ball in center field.
No, I forget.
And Gerrit Cole not covering first base.
Forget Aaron Judge and forget Gerrit Cole.
Aaron Judge.
Whatever. I've told you. I'm giving you $100. You're probably going to give $200 by the time this thing is all over.
Maybe three.
That's once in a 300 plays that you see Aaron Judge do something like that?
No, I know.
Right? Maybe once in 500 plays.
But that contributed then to them losing the World Series.
100%, but I'm not even talking about the World Series. I'm just talking about the mentality that this team has sometimes where it feels okay when things aren't right. And that's just not acceptable. It can't be acceptable but it feels like it is. And that's what gets frustrating.
We'll get back to your calls, get you set for Yankees Rays tonight. The Mets out in San Diego against the Padres. And some thoughts on Happy Gilmore, too. It has gotten a lot of strong opinions on both sides. So I had a few priorities this weekend, Tiki. And one priority was to watch Happy Gilmore, too.
Oh,
I'm a big Adam Sandler fan. I enjoyed Happy Gilmore 1. And so my plan was, and it was executed, was on Saturday night, I was going to watch the original Happy Gilmore and follow that up with the sequel. Because as much as I love Happy Gilmore, I haven't seen it in a couple of years. So I did that. And me and my wife, belly laughing. What a classic movie. Classic movie. In fact, you know what I didn't realize that I should have realized about the original?
What's that?
As I'm watching his love interest, I didn't even realize it was the blonde from Modern Family.
Come on.
I either forgot about it or didn't realize it.
Jeez. I just watched the original like 2 weeks ago, but yes.
Okay. Now, did you watch the original gearing up for the sequel?
Yeah, like it popped up, obviously, in whatever, your Netflix queue, and I knew I would watch the sequel. I haven't yet, but I figured, let me just get a refresher.
And that's what I did.
That was a long time ago.
Yes.
It was. And it was 30 years ago. And so that's what I did, and I watched it back to
30 years ago?
Maybe a little bit less.
No, it's like 25.
Either way, but still.
Well, it came out, I think, in 97, right? So how many years ago is that? That's almost 30 years.
Yeah, 30, 28.
Yeah. How many years? What year did Happy Gilmore come out? Just confirm it so I'm not, because I do think it was right around 30 years. Either way, I watched the original. I go right into the sequel. And what I tried to do was avoid hearing other people's opinions, but I did hear other people's opinions. 1996, so just short of 30
almost,
years.
Yeah.
And what I heard was extreme opinions on this movie. Either it's the worst movie ever, I want to cut my eyes out forever watching it, or, oh my God, this is amazing. Mm. I didn't want to hear those two opinions, but that's what I heard. I watched the movie, and my overall opinion is it was a solid, fine movie. It was not nearly as good as the original. Mm-hmm. I didn't belly laugh.
How could it be?
It's an impossible spot.
Right.
I agree with you.
Even if you hadn't rewatched the original right before, it still would not have held up.
How could it?
Right.
I mean, it's one of the great movies of all time. It was entertaining. Like, I never found myself bored. Was it stupid? Sure, all movies are stupid. I thought the cameos were incredible. To get the amount of golfers that he got, the amount of celebrities that he got, it was a who's who. I mean, I'm watching this movie like, is that
right?
Is that the guy who wrestled a couple of years ago? What's his name? The singer.
Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny! I think of him as a wrestler. I was like, is that Bad Bunny? Oh my God. Is that MJF? Is that Bryson DeChambeau? Like, what the heck? Is that? It was incredible how many, like, legends he got, especially from the golf community. And so I think that most of social media is wrong. It didn't suck. It wasn't an embarrassment. Mm. But it also wasn't belly laugh funny. It was good. It was fine. It had me entertained. Would I ever watch it again? Probably not. But I thought it was a good, solid movie. And I think as good as a sequel can be to a classic that came out 30 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, guess.
I haven't seen it yet. But because I forgot it was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But now I need to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it too. But Evan, I would say this to all those people that were naysayers, because I saw a lot of the social media discourse too. It's a straight-to-streaming Netflix sequel with Adam Sandler being goofy. What are you expecting when you're criticizing it? You know what I mean?
You're not getting an Oscar winner.
Yeah, like I think anybody should sit down with that. I'm probably going to laugh a bunch of times. It's going to be silly. It's going to be stupid. And I'm sure it probably delivered in that way.
Were there specifics in the criticisms?
Just that it was stupid, over the top, and not funny. But that was some of the criticisms
I saw. But
that
was the first one.
Well,
it was stupid. Think about the first one.
The first one was insanity, but I'll tell you this about the first one, and I rewatched it. I laughed out loud, not like your LOL, but like really, truly laughing out loud 15 times. How many times did I do that in the sequel? Maybe once. And that's just, that first movie was so funny.
Yeah, but it was also unique. Like, you'd never seen something like that.
I know, but I'm watching it recently. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking about how I felt the first time. Right. I'm talking about Saturday night. Like, I watched it before I watched the second one, and it is just, it's a lot funnier. But that's like an unfair judgment, because it's one of the funniest movies of all time. It's a classic. So how are you ever going to come even close to that original?
It's hard when it's this, a lot of the same characters, to try to do the same gigs. So Tracy's watching What's the reprieve of Sex in the City and just...
Oh, and Just Like That.
And Just Like That.
Yeah, my wife's watching it, though.
And so I can't watch it because it is annoying to me that these women who are... They feel like they're my mom's age are having these conversations that they had 30 years ago. And it's like, my mom doesn't talk like that.
Right.
So, like, trying to be cute and whatever, quirky, when you're 60-something, it doesn't fit, right? And so, I think it's terrible.
Right.
Now, if Happy Gilmore, too, is trying to do the same thing...
I don't think it did do that.
Then that's why I'm interested to see it.
And so, I want to know the rules, because this did come out over the weekend. It's only been a few days. A lot of people haven't seen it yet. Can I reveal... No. An early plot moment, like early 5 minutes of the movie, because I need to.
No
plot stuff.
Gotta wait a week. Yeah, at least
a week.
I know, but it's
like I forgot it was. Our neighbor had our kids,
right?
So we went and picked them up after got back from the Hall of Fame. They were watching Happy Gilmore too,
right?
And I was like, oh, that's out already. He's like, yeah, it just came out. We're watching it now. Most people have forgot it came out.
No,
this weekend.
I know most and people haven't watched it. That's why I'm asking. Like,
you can't. Nah, you gotta wait. You gotta wait till next week.
But it's an early plot moment. Mm. It's Can I like say it? And everybody just closes their ears for a minute.
Closes our ears. We're not everybody. There are people on highways everywhere right now who might be driving to watch it tonight.
That's true.
And they don't want to hear a spoiler, so right. They might turn us off. So no spoilers.
All right. When can I talk about this issue?
It's already been out 1 week, and I think you have to get past next week. And you've had two weekends and a full week to watch.
So next weekend.
I think a week next from
Monday.
Right now? Yeah.
Yes. So there's something in the plot that annoys me. That's it. Mm. Now, didn't ruin the movie, but I didn't like it. And it's just...
And this is a movie-wide plot. It's not like something that just...
No, it set the tone for the movie.
So it was the whole tone of the movie. Okay.
And put it this way. Anybody who's seen the movie, I think, knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because it was like, really? We're doing that?
Well, maybe...
I didn't like doing that.
Why don't you do it on an Emergency Rico tonight?
I can't talk about Happy Gilmore on the Rico. Got to focus on Mets Padres on a Monday night. Got a lot to get through this evening. Big Met Padre game. It is a big Met Padre game because right now the Mets are building their lead over just making the playoffs, mm-hmm. which is the first goal. Goal number one, make the playoffs. Goal number two, get the highest seed possible. Goal number three, win the division. Goal number four, get a first round bye. And right now you got to conquer all four of those things. Notice what's not one of the goals, Sean? Making sure the Yankees miss the playoffs so Evan can be selfish and get primetime Met games.
Look.
Notice how I didn't mention that?
You didn't mention it, but you're thinking it. That's all.
Well, you put it in my head. Look, I think the Yankees are going to make the postseason. I have no fear of that. I would be very surprised if they missed the postseason, even with the Judge injury, because I think they're better equipped to deal with the Judge injury. In fact, I'll make you this prediction. The Tampa Bay Rays are an abomination. They have cooled off greatly. You're going to win this series against Tampa Bay. Not going to give you a grandiose, you're going to split. But even winning the series is great, because do you know in the last seven divisional series the Yankees have played against division rivals, they've lost six of them?
Yep.
Is that not unbelievable?
They've been terrible.
They've been awful inside the division. I mean, terrible. They started off well because, remember, they won 3 out of 4 against Tampa in Tampa earlier this season. Beat the Blue Jays 2 out of 3 at Yankee Stadium earlier this season. Since then, they have now lost 6 out of their last 7 series in the division.
That Tampa series was Easter weekend. That's how long it's been since they played
a million years
division.
Ago. And in their last 22 divisional games they've played, 6-16. That's going to stop. That's not.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can I continue? So I do believe that they're going to start to turn things around by having success against the Tampa Bay Rays. Cam Schlitler is pitching tonight. Max Fried tomorrow. Will Warren the day after. And then Marcus Stroman. Well, that Thursday game is a day game. We will be on the air. We'll be splitting the signal. We'll be live from Giant Camp into the MLB trade deadline. So just letting everybody know, plan out your week accordingly.
Good. The Marcus Stroman start, you're not going to want to listen to anyway. Keep it with us on 101.
Well, you can. I mean, you can listen on the AM side. I'm not going to tell you not to listen to Yankee baseball.
Of course, it was a cheap Stroman joke.
Okay. No, I get you. You don't like Marcus Stroman. Let's go to Sam in Lakewood. What's going on today, Sam?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate it. What's up?
I wanted to talk about Aaron Judge. You mentioned, Evan, earlier that you don't think there's enough time for him to learn the first base position.
Yeah.
I mean, we just saw Rafi Devers move to first base. Ben Rice, I know he hasn't been the best, but athlete that massive, you think it shouldn't be such a crazy transition to first base, especially when Stanton has been such a monster in the lineup.
So, a couple of things to why I disagree. Rafael Devers is playing first base. Have you watched him play first base? That's my follow-up.
He stinks.
He's awful over there.
He made one good play defensively.
Did he?
One.
I wouldn't call it good.
Yeah, he kind of dug it and got off the base.
Is that the ball where he kicked it to first base like he was playing soccer?
No, not that one. It was the double play.
Oh, that one.
Third to one.
Okay, right. Fair enough.
He dug it. It was a tough throw. He dug it.
He's played three games at first base. I don't think the Yankees, especially with their defensive issues, and especially because they do have good options at first base, are really equipped to make this transition with this roster right now. I do think, depending on where this injury goes, that we are going to have to talk about Aaron Judge as a first baseman at some point. And I think that's always been an inevitable discussion because he's a great defensive right fielder, but I think at some point, as he ages, it's got to be a consideration. And credit to Bryce Harper, who we've mentioned a bunch on the air today. We put Bryce Harper over. Bryce Harper's made the transition, and he's done a fine job. But I think the in-season transition with Judge, especially with the way the team is built, not ideal.
Right.
And not something I would try to do. Thomas,
you have a catch.
Whoa. What's up? Thomas calling from Cornwall. What's up, Tom?
How you doing, guys? Appreciate taking the call.
I'm curious. Before you make your baseball point, what were you just talking about? Out of curiosity.
All right. So hold on. So I'm on a softball field with my daughter's team. So we're from Cornwall. We just we won the state championship for juniors.
Oh, congrats!
And we got done with the regionals. Yeah. So we're like going and playing some more tournaments. So I'm literally on the field, about to rake the field. I'm looking over my daughter, and she's hanging out on the bench. So I was in the middle of yelling, saying, "Why am I raking the field and you're not even throwing?" So you caught me.
I like it.
Nice.
I just wanted to, again, I appreciate the call. Here's my plan. This week, I'm going to try to get on the fan every single day to manifest to the Yankees that their formula is broken, and can we please have common sense? and put a hitter like a Stephen Kwan, who is partially, he could be available,
yeah,
and put him in front of the best hitters in baseball. Why do we fail? We continually are getting guys that are like Aaron Judge. Mm. No, but there's no balance with this team. Mm. They all have the same analytic approach. Can we please get a high contact, high average base dealer and throw him in the top of the lineup? And by the way, put a gold glove in left field. I'm trading everybody for him and Cade Smith. I think we're done. If we get that deal, we are so balanced.
I get the appeal. I mean, one thing about Stephen Kwan is that he mentions his gold glove. Mm-hmm. He mentions his ability to steal a base here and there. The guy never strikes out. And there is something cool, especially in this modern age, right, especially in a lineup that does feature a lot of strikeouts.
But are you sticking him ahead of Judge? Like, where are you putting him? Unless he's there, well, unless you're permanent leadoff hitter.
Well, hold on. Before we put him in the lineup, how about what you have to give up to get him? And how about who he's replacing in the lineup? Because right now, when Judge is healthy, the Yankees have a lot of outfielders.
Right.
Cody Bellinger is here. Jason Dominguez is here. Spencer Jones may be here soon. Mm-hmm. Trent Grisham is here for now. So I think we got to look at, A, what's the price tag on him? And I do think Cleveland would be smart to trade Stephen Kwan. And I'll tell you why. He's not a free agent for three more years, but you will do better in terms of acquisition value,
right,
by trading a guy before they're soon to be free agent.
Right, and also because he's got controllability,
yeah,
for whoever acquires him. This, I mean, it's interesting. Just listen to that last call. This proves that this team is just not constructed well, simply because of the redundancy and the issues that you're having in getting good players in the lineups. And then even when you're trying to move players or bring in players at the trade deadline, there's nowhere for him to go. Like, just the roster's not constructed right.
Yeah, but acquiring another outfielder kind of makes it worse. They have a
that's
lot
what
of
I mean.
Outfielders.
Right, that's what I mean. So, right, like, here you are at the trade deadline. You need a stick that you want to put either in front of or behind. Doesn't matter where they're going. But you have nowhere to put these guys.
Right.
Right? So, it's a top-heavy, interesting construction of a lineup.
Here's where you can put him, because I'll be Cleveland for a second. They're going to ask for Jason Dominguez. Mm. Because the Guardians are going to ask for a more controllable player, which Dominguez is.
Yeah.
A guy to replace him in the field, a guy who can play right away so you can sell it to your fans, and a guy with an even bigger upside.
And you're not worried about his potential outfield liability because he's still learning.
Yeah.
And he's 22 years old.
Absolutely. So would you make that trade?
I would. Just remember, Stephen Kwan hates Yankee fans, and I believe has called them the worst fan base on the planet.
When did he say that?
A couple of years ago when he collided with the Yankee outfield wall trying to make a play, the Yankees tied the game. And him and Miles Straw basically tried to fight Yankee fans in the outfield.
I remember the Miles Straw thing. I don't remember Kwan being involved.
Yeah, Kwan was the guy who crashed into the wall. Both of them couldn't stand him. Well, and then Yankee fans proceeded to boo him as a result last year during the entire ALCS.
That's an easy.
You think they're going to remember that? They'll forget it.
That's
by
an
now.
Easy transition.
Get over it. Put on the pinstripes. You'll be all right. By the way, thank you, SNY, for covering us as always. Coming up next is Baseball Night in New York. Brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
That's an easy transition if you're Kwan. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I got heat of the moment, but I love New York, always admired the fans. And for Yankee fans, I don't think you care about that.
Mm. No, like, I don't, but it's awkward for the player.
It really isn't. It'll go away after 5 seconds.
It's okay to be hated. It'll only be hated for a day.
Yeah, it'll go away quick.
Yeah.
Especially because, like our last caller's point, the appeal is Stephen Kwan. Even though the Yankees don't strike out more than everybody else, there's this belief that they do. Mm-hmm. If you look at their numbers, do they strike out more than the league average? Yes. But they've actually done a good job of cutting down overall on team strikeouts over the last couple of years. But I do think that you notice that the Astros are always at the bottom of the league, and the Blue Jays currently lead the league in non-strikeouts. So that is an appealing thing to add a guy to your roster that never strikes out. And I think that itself would be a draw to Yankee fans, but it's going to be costly. Like I said, Jason Dominguez, I wasn't stopping with just Jason Dominguez. It's going to cost you Dominguez and more. You okay over there, bro?
I'm going to make a statement.
You look very upset.
I can't stand what Elon Musk has done to Twitter.
Elon Musk?
I just was searching the Stephen Kwan story. Pop it out. My timeline. You know how now your timeline pops up? It's people you don't even follow. The first thing that pops up because of these stupid microphones that everybody listening is... Critics criticize something that happens in the first 3 minutes of Happy Gilmore 2.
So what I was alluding to that I couldn't talk about?
Not going to talk about, but now I've had it spoiled because you said it. Twitter picked it up on my thing, and it was the first thing that popped in my timeline after searching Stephen Kwan.
Before you continue, because we don't want to spoil it, do you agree that they shouldn't have done that?
It seems silly.
Okay. Mm. Leave it at that. So you're on my side. I didn't like that.
there's no shot this lasts till Monday because now both of you know it. Your children, you're definitely going. It was at least somewhat safe in the hands of Evan. Both of you, forget about
it. No, dude, it's Twitter, man. And stop listening to our conversations, computers. This is freaky stuff.
Is that really what happens?
How would that pop up randomly?
Probably because Happy Gilmore is in the news. Everyone's talking about it. That's why we talked about it. And I think that's a part of it.
The plot in the first 3 minutes, you used those words.
I did use those words.
I did.
Come on, man.
No, it's true. We were talking about, me and Sean off air, about the incident at Yankee Stadium with the Philly fans, and I immediately got flooded with the video, which I analyzed, like, you know, thoroughly.
By the way, it's not just X or Twitter. It's everything. Yeah. Because, you know, so last week we went to dinner at the corner store. Mm. You were off, Sean, but I sat next to at the left hand of King Judge.
Unbelievable.
He was there. And I said, you know who else was there? Paul Rudd. That's cool. So we're up in Cooperstown. We're back from CC's party. We're not quite tired yet, so we're hanging out. Want to do some chilling. And we open up Netflix. First movie that pops up. Death of a Unicorn, starring Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd's in your algorithm now.
And we watch it.
How is that possible that it would be in your algorithm?
No. I have no idea.
That's insanity.
It is insanity. And so we watched this movie. It wasn't great, but whatever.
So we're all being spied on.
Being spied on.
It's those damn microchips in the vaccines.
That's got to be it. I just feel good that Sean and I now could have a private conversation about what happened in the first 5 minutes of Happy Gilmore.
Because it's going to lead to you spoiling something else that's going to pop up on my train right home.
Because I don't care about spoilers.
So I can tell you?
You can tell me.
All right, I'm going to tell Tiki during the break. I will not say it on air.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.